Reminding you it's disco time with Ferry Mott on Tross Radio.
Dan, you did the big disappearing trick on stage.
Yeah, that's right. Here we go.
You don't have to explain the trick. Are you still using it in your live performances or not, this trick?
I didn't understand the question. One more time.
The trick you do on stage, I mean the disappearing act, are you still using it when you perform live?
Yes, we're still disappearing. We're disappearing in other ways now. We found other means of disappearing, you know.
So the magic goes on.
The magic goes on and on and on.
And talking about your live concerts, in 1975 you released a double album called Gratitude.
Yes.
As being a band who is very famous of live recordings, I mean live performances. Mm-hmm. Everybody say, well, it's one of the best live groups there is.
Yeah.
Why don't you release more live material?
Well, we just haven't had an opportunity. I think regarding the future, I think we will. As of right now, we just hadn't had a chance to accumulate enough material. We have so many requests to do a lot of the old material. Mm. So we do all the time. So it's been an impossibility to do another live album. Mm-hmm. But we're looking forward to it. In fact, we were talking about it today. Weren't we?
Yeah. Talking about live recordings, I did a recording on your concert in Rotterdam Ahoy.
Oh, you did?
Last year.
Uh-huh.
And I.
So where's the tape?
It's here, and you can have it after the show. So I talked to Ferdin last night and said, "Well,
but I didn't give you permission, though."
No, I know. So you're gonna give me now.
I'm clearing myself now.
I understand you're dying to listen to this tape. So anyway. I want you to give a little impression of the concert, because it's very difficult. In the beginning, you had a lot of songs you started with, and they all went into each other.
Yeah, right.
So we pick it up somewhere in the middle of your first set. Okay, is that right?
Okay.
Okay, let's have a listen to it.
Thank you. Yeah. You know what? What? I think they can sing a little louder, you know?
Me too.
Let's try it again. Let's try it again. Yeah, come on.
All right.
Just one more time.
That's it. Happy memories of a fantastic tour around the world.
That was great. That was great. I really enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
You have the tapes?
Pardon?
You have the tapes we could take with us?
Of course. I specially made it for you. It's there.
That's great.
Perhaps later in the show we play another track because, well, I'll tell you later. Okay. Coming back on your production work, what was your first hit record you scored on producing? Wasn't it Denise Williams?
No, it was Sun Goddess.
What, Sun Goddess?
Mm-hmm.
Was Ramsey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first one. Then the next one was, I think, Emotions, wasn't it?
Yeah. Best of My Love.
Best of My Love was the next one, yes.
I like to play Denise Williams.
No, it was another. They did a first album.
On the first?
They had a first album.
Rejoice? No.
No, right. It was called Flowers.
Flowers.
Oh, Flowers.
And the name of the song was Flowers. What are Flowers, right? Mm-hmm. And I Want to Lose Your Love. I Don't Want to Lose Your Love was the first one, yeah.
That's right. The Emotions were in the studio here one time. I still have a jingle somewhere from them. I can't find it. Anyway, I got a jingle from Denise here. Denise was in the studio, and at the time, Free was a big hit. It was a top 10 hit in Holland here as well.
Mm-hmm.
And one Thursday night, she came on the Soul Show, and she did that for me.
If you want to be free, listen with thee to fairy on Truro's radio, Hilversum 3.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful.
And she did that in 5 minutes. I mean,
yeah, I can dig it. She's a great singer, man. Yeah.
I heard that she is going into the musical scene. I mean, a musical on Broadway.
Yeah, maybe so. I hadn't talked to her about it.
I had heard it vaguely last night.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. Only thing that we know right now is she just finished a new album.
Yeah, with Tom Bell.
Yeah, you don't produce her anymore. What was the reason for that?
One reason is because I don't really have the time. Usually when I go in and produce an outside artist, I'll go in to help the artist out or try to help the artist reach the medium in a sense of musicality or whatever and get them started in their direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so after that, I usually look for others to produce in order to help the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to Denise because she can sing higher than that.
Oh, yeah.
Here's another one and then we listen to her.
Okay.
Thank you.
What a beautiful voice.
Yeah, I agree.
That's real Niecy.
Yeah.
I like that. Free van Denise Williams. 8:06. Dit is Tros Radio Hilversum 3. De Soul Show met vanavond in het eerste uur. En het zal denk ik nog wel ietsje uitlopen. Tot iets na 9:00. Maurice en Verding White van Earth, Wind and Fire. Te gast in Nederland op promotionele tour. You're just on a promotional tour here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing a crisscross through Europe.
That's
going
right.
From London to Madrid and going back to...
Oh yeah. It's been something else. Tomorrow we'll be in Italy. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So we've really been moving around, you know.
You've seen Europe already.
Yes, we have, you know, very fast.
Okay, Verdin, we were talking about the Pockets. Mm-hmm. And how did you get in contact with the Pockets?
We get a lot of tapes across the country. And this particular time, this I got to get in the mic, huh?
Yeah.
We get a lot of tapes across the country. And this particular time, I got a tape in the mail, which I particularly liked. And it was sort of beginning for me starting to put music together. And the band was sort of in the tradition of the Fire because I used a lot of horns and brass. And so far I've been pleased with the development, you know, and the way my ear's been growing. And it helps me for our records too, Earth, Wind and Fire records. Mm. Because, you know, with our music we change a lot. And you can't change unless you do a lot of music. And so part of learning music is producing records if you have the opportunity.
Yeah. And you have the opportunity.
Yeah, I try to take advantage of it if I can. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you listened to that tape and you said, come to go with me.
You can lose your cares.
tune written by Verdin White for The Pockets. Come and Go With Me. A big hit in the States, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A good group, and it sounds a lot like Earth, Wind & Fire. My question is, how do you manage to keep the group together? All of the different musicians like Larry Dunn and all the other guys are working on other albums, and it seems to be very difficult to keep the group together.
Yeah, that's the reason that we are together, because we have an opportunity to do outside things. Mm-hmm. And that allows us, of course, the time to grow and grow in separate directions. So when we come back together to do our own album, we all can make a contribution. Mm-hmm. Every man should have an opportunity to express himself musically and go out and, you know, feel his oats or whatever, you know.
To develop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know.
How did you get to the emotions?
Well, I used to admire them earlier in years. Back in Chicago, they had a hit record out, I think around 67, 68, mm-hmm. that I used to really like a lot.
On Stax.
Stax, So I Can Love You, I think the name of the record. I really admired the group a lot. And so I found I had an opportunity to work with them because they were free from a recording company that went out of business. And so I took the opportunity to get with them and produce them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a pleasure too, you know.
With a good result.
Oh, yes.
It even resulted in working together with Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? On the land.
That's right.
You choose out one of the tracks on the, on the Rejoice album.
Yes.
Is that one of your favorites?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Don't Ask Your Neighbors.
Don't Ask My Name, right.
Okay, we're going to listen to it.
Is there some cause that I should doubt you? Oh, I can see more.
Come on, come on, don't be afraid.
Don't Ask My Neighbors from The Emotions. These voices fit together.
They should. They've been singing together since they were 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were very, very young. Yeah.
They have been here some years ago, and in fact, Ferdin, that's for you. We ate at the same restaurant as we did last night.
Oh, really?
And I heard you enjoyed the food.
Yeah.
Going back to 75, you did this album, That's the Way of the World, and that was for a movie.
Yeah, right.
When I talk about movies, there's another movie you appeared in, that was the Sgt. Pepper.
Yes, album. That's correct.
Was that fun working for a movie?
Yeah, that was our third time around being affiliated with a movie. It's always fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't have plans?
Not yet. We're waiting on the right situation, you know. In the meantime, we'll just go on with our record career and forget about it. Yeah. You know.
Talking about Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, yeah, is talking about John Lennon. What did that do to you?
Well, I think it was a loss to all of us, you know, musically and everywhere else, you know, just really a loss.
Did you know him personally? Or?
I had met him, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we have a good memory for John by playing the track. But we're going to play it from your live concert last year in Rotterdam.
Okay, great.
We start up with the introduction of the band, and then it goes on into Gotta Get You Into My Life.
Okay.
We'd like to take this opportunity to catch our breath. Oh, yeah. And thank you so very much for being so very kind to us. And we'd like to introduce the extension of our family. And starting at our far right, we'd like to introduce a man that started all with us on tenor saxophone and various other reeds, Mr. Andrew Paul Wolf. Oh, yeah. Thank you. And next to him, a man from the Windy City, Chicago, on alto saxophone and various other reeds, a very beautiful horn player, Mr. Don Myrick. Mr. Donald Myrick. Thank you.
And next, a gentleman who means quite a bit to us in inspiration, fireball of our horn section, Mr. Louis Satterthwaite. And next, from Chicago, our own fine trumpet player, Mr. Elmer Brown.
Trumpet and flugelhorn, also from the Windy City, Mr. Ron Lee Michael Davis. Thank you. Would you clap your hands something like this? Come on, y'all. In my life.
bitch in my life, in my life. Got to get you in my life, in my life. I was alone, I took a ride, didn't know what I'd find. Yeah. Another road, maybe I could see another side. Yeah. Ooh, and then I start to see you. Ooh, and then I tell you that I need you. Say we'll be together every day.
Into my life. How did you like that?
Yeah, I didn't know you had that either.
I have it all.
I see.
This is recorded on two tracks.
Yeah, oh yeah. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. From the 1st of January, we have the possibility to record on 24 tracks mobile. So we're going to do a lot of concerts next year. I'm preparing on Diana Ross and the Jacksons.
Oh, okay.
I'm coming back.
Great.
Where's Latoya? So, my question is, do you give me permission to record the next time?
This time, as long as I get a tape, it's okay.
Okay.
You will I'll give you the date, we'll be here and everything. Okay. Okay.
You will have this after the show.
Okay.
Why did you go to, going back to your last album, Faces,
mm-hmm.
By the way, congratulations with your golden record, because got one before you went to the studio here.
Yes, I did. Yes,
it's a little celebration. Yeah. Why did you went to this little isle to record?
Well, I went to Montserrat to record mainly because we wanted to get away from Los Angeles. And in Los Angeles, most of the time when we're doing albums, you know, phone calls and this and that and the other, you know. So I just wanted to get away and just get away from the whole Los Angeles scene and just have total concentration and on the songs, you know. Mm. I think that's why we came up with so many songs. If you notice, it's a double record.
Yeah.
And usually that doesn't happen very often, but we had so many songs. In fact, there were 3 or 4 songs that I didn't put on the album, you know.
You just saved them for the next album?
No. No? I don't know what I'm going to do.
Let them sing by other artists. You got enough in your what we call stable.
So. That's an idea, you know.
Okay, for then the last word to you, what is the future for Earth, Wind & Fire? What are you going to do after Christmas?
Well, with us, we're going to keep creating. We've just written a new batch of tunes anyway. We've been going over a lot of new music, actually, and preparing ourselves for what's ahead in the future. Continue traveling across the world, continue producing, continue staying in the studio, cut video, and just being creative and growing.
Mm-hmm. As long as you stay in my studio, it's okay.
Oh, okay. Well, you get 24 tracks, we'll be here.
Okay. Okay, I'll remember that. Okay, Verdun, thank you very much for coming tonight.
Thank you.
And Maurice, have a very good time in Holland.
Thank you very much. It's
and
my pleasure.
I appreciate it that you've been in the Soul Show tonight.
Thank you very much.
And
like
hope to see
hello.
You very early, perhaps next year for a live concert, because everybody went wild and they could have sold out this hall in Rotterdam for 2 weeks every night. That's
yeah, we'll
what
be
they told
back.
Me.
We'll be back during the latter part of the summer, mm-hmm. probably late August, early September.
Okay. We kept waiting for that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That was, what should I say, big brother or your little brother?
My little brother.
Your little brother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, welcome, Latoya, for the first time in the studio here.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
Can I ask you about your age?
Yes, I'm 24.
24.
Mm-hmm.
You're from a very big family, and I keep on asking myself, have you got any more brothers or sisters who are going into business for?
No. I'm from a family of 9, and they're all in show business.
Uh-huh. So you're the last one now?
Yes.
Couldn't go in another direction. You should go in show business. Have you been singing for more, longer time?
Well, I started 5 years ago with the Jacksons, my brothers, in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Tap dancing and singing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided to do it alone. Mm-hmm. And now here I am.
Mm-hmm. This album is not nothing, what we say in Dutch. It's You have the greatest musicians in the world on the LP. How was it working with Ray Parker and Stevie Wonder? And
actually, it was one of the producers, Ollie Brown, and he plays the drums for Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
And that's how they all got together, all the musicians, because he's used to playing with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought them together on the album.
And you were there during the sessions? Or
some of the session I was there.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of artists, you know, they just come in and they sing their part and never see the musicians.
That's correct.
You were there.
I, off and on. I wasn't there when Stevie did his part.
Oh, that's a pity.
No, I was busy.
Uh-huh. Okay, I asked you for one of your favorite tracks, and as I remember, it was the first single in the States, isn't it?
Nighttime Lover.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It did do well.
Well, they wanted something very fast. It did okay, but they wanted something fast and jumpy, if you feel the funk, so we came with that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because Nighttime Lover wasn't... I can't remember if it was released here, not in Holland.
No, not yet. Not just yet.
Okay, let's first start off with Nighttime Lover.
Okay.
Nighttime Lover, written by Michael. Okay. And you.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a story that the song was written for somebody else. Is that true?
Well, it was quite different before. It was called Fire is the Feeling, and Michael and I had written it for Donna Summer, but
that's
we
correct.
Never we never gave it to her.
Yeah. Well, because it wasn't the news here. I mean, we have this special pop news bulletin.
Mm-hmm.
And I read in this news that Donna was a bit upset that you were singing the song now.
I don't know. Well, Michael's always so busy, he wasn't able to get it to her. So when I decided to do my album, I said, can I do the song we wrote? And he said, sure, why not? So I did it.
You're traveling around with your famous mother, because she was the one who